connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rudymaxa.com. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everyone. Nice to have you aboard America's number one travel radio show with us. And in a moment, we're going to reconnect with show friend Hilton CMO Geraldine Kalpin. Before Geraldine joins us, we want to share that today's program is sponsored by Tourism Ireland. Well, you've been hearing us talk about it, and for next week's live broadcast, the Travel Trio will be on the ground and bringing you this program simultaneously from the Emerald Isle's historic Ashford Castle and Ireland's newest adventure, the Ancient East Trail. If you're looking for a fun trip that will certainly provide wonderful experiences and memories of a lifetime, go to Ireland.com and jump in. There's also a link at rudymaxa.com under sponsors.
We're going to have to jump in because we're leaving in a few hours.
Yes, we are.
Okay. So Geraldine Kalpin is the Chief Marketing Officer for Hilton, and her main responsibility, one of them, is to continue to attract travelers to Hilton's 14 brands. We have a lot to cover with Geraldine today, so let's get started.
Geraldine, welcome back to the program. Nice to have you aboard with Mary and me today.
Hi, Robert and Mary. Thank you very much for inviting me back. I really enjoyed our chat the last time.
You know, and speaking of that, the last time we chatted on air, it was back, I checked before the show, August 6th. So, Geraldine, 8 months is way too long. A lot has certainly transpired for Hilton during that span. Let's begin with how you finished up 2016 and really, more importantly, get into how 2017 is unfolding for you.
Sure. So, yes, way too long, but time flies. How 2016 ended, really, at Hilton, we talked the last time about our campaign Stop Clicking Around. Hugely successful, very popular with our members. Stop Clicking Around was really around a marketing campaign to tell our guests and our customers that the best place to buy, or that the where you get the lowest price and the best value,
sure,
is through our direct channels. And you know how we ended the year? We added 9 million Honors members, Hilton Honors members, to our program last year, which was way above our expectations. And all of our kind of key points around Stop Clicking Around, when we talked to customers, where, you know, they understood the benefits, et cetera, and were more likely to book through our digital channels. We are, again, we ended the year last year with doing over 1.5 million digital check-ins a month. So the marketing campaign was hugely successful, and we ended it with, you know, being downloaded every 6 or 7 seconds. And digital check-in at over 1.5 million.
Wow. Okay.
So we had a pretty good year.
Yeah,
that's a nice springboard into 2017. I like that. So how is 2017 unfolding for you right now?
So 2017, we are, and I'm smiling as I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but we're having a great year. One of our big focus areas this year is digital key, which is using, you know, we have digital check-in, as I've just talked about, and we have the little floor plan, just like, you know, the aircraft, you choose your seat and where,
sure,
you can sit, and you probably won't choose the middle. We have the floor plans where you can choose all the way down to your room number. The next piece of customer-facing capability that we added was digital key. And so far, as at this morning, we have now put digital key into 1,100 hotels. And that is, you then use your phone to open, it's almost like a remote control to the door.
Yeah, I've used it. It's very
hallway.
Easy.
Yeah. So we're at 1,100 and adding around over 100 hotels a month. So by the end of this year, it's a hugely aggressive and ambitious rollout schedule, but by the end of this year, we will have it at over 2,500 hotels. Across the UK, Asia, and the United States, of course.
Right.
And we already have it at every one of our brands.
So let's talk about that. I'd like to love to see any specific goals or ambitions that you just mentioned, but you also have Tapestry coming, which will be your 14th brand. Talk a little bit about that.
So Tapestry, thank you. We launched at the start of this year. It's our 14th brand. And really, to describe it, it is an upscale collection brand. And it is for unique hotels with the standards that you expect from Hilton. So it is a collection brand. We anticipate having our first one go live by the end of, like, September, October, so the end of Q3 this year.
All right, Geraldine, I want to touch a little bit and go in a different direction regarding wellness. Many hotel companies, in addition to Hilton, are giving guests plenty of ways to stay active if they choose to, in mind and body. And I'm going to use the Hilton Chicago O'Hare Airport location as an example, where guests can schedule a trainer and a workout at the gym via an app. So technology is even infiltrating the wellness piece. Do you think that health and wellness really is something that customers want? And do you see this as part of your goals for the future?
Yes, Mary, I think it is hugely, and our research would say it's hugely important to guests, in fact, to everybody these days. You know, people are no longer couch potatoes. They don't want to sit in their rooms or sit at home. They want to get up and experience life and experience travel, which I know that you two do a great deal.
Right.
But it really is about experiences and looking after yourself. So wellness really is important, and we have different pilots in different hotels, because as we talked about, any technology that we invest in is totally customer driven. It's not driven by what technology is available or what gimmicks are out there. I want to develop things that customers love, like our app. And so we've got, as you quite rightly said, we've got something out in Chicago. We've got a few other things. Practically every one of our brands offer things like jogging maps, routes local to the hotels, spas, gym. We always have gyms. And so some of the things that we're now doing is saying, well, how can we not just have the jogging map, but how can we use that technology and integrate it into our app? So that we can, you know, like some of the fitness bands and things like that, we can tell you how far you ran, etc. So we're kind of hugely important to customers. Therefore, we're going to look at how lots of different ways of how we can match that and deliver a better experience for them when they're with us.
All right. So, Geraldine, just hold for 1 second. I just want to reintroduce you. Folks, if you're just tuning in, Mary and I right now, we're speaking with show friend Geraldine Kalpin. She's the Chief Marketing Officer for Hilton. So, Geraldine, let's talk a little bit about the changes recently made to the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program. I know there was the symbolic change that you dropped the extra H, but let's get into some of the tangible changes that you've also made for members. What are they?
Yes, we did drop the extra H, and we had some fun with that, saying where have all the H's gone and things like that in social, and got some good feedback on that. So some of the key, again, benefits for our members are things like we have launched, there's kind of four or five major big things that we launched, and I'll just briefly headline them, and we can drill into any of them that you like. First one is points and money, and so, or we call it, affectionately call it the slider. And that means that if, Robert, you were to go onto our website or in our app and you have X number of points, you can choose to have a stay and pay with both points and money. And any, there's a slider that says, I want to use 1,000 points, 500 points, 50 points, 1 point. And as you choose how much points you want to use, it will then tell you what the balance is in cash. So hugely flexible, and we have seen, we just launched it last month, we have seen a massive jump in the number of people that are actually buying free stays or booking free stays us since we introduced that flexibility.
I could see that. That makes it simplifies things. Okay, so what are some of the, I know one of the things that I will say that you're doing, our kids or our older son in particular, is that they can now tap into mom and dad's diamond membership and they can take some of our points.
With our permission.
Yes, with permission, Mary. But so we call it points pooling. And increasingly we see that kind of a little bit like the wellness, Mary, that you were talking about. People want to go away with friends as well as other family members, or your kids might want to use your points, as you said. Points pooling allows up to 10 people to put their points into a pool, and you can almost start a pool. So I could say, hey, Robert, I've just put in 50 points into the pool. Let's begin to save up for a stay that we might want to go, or a trip that we might want to go away, like a group of friends or family members go away together. So that's the kind of idea of you put your points into a pool, you begin to save up, and then you all go away together. So hugely in our research, it's something that particularly the younger generation want to do, but either using their parents or with their friends. So points pooling, big deal.
Yeah, that's a
great folks,
offer.
You got to go check out
hotel company with that.
Folks, I was going to say, you got to go check out Hilton Honors and all the new changes they've made. Geraldine, listen, once again, it was a pleasure. We're going to talk to our executive producer, Melissa. We're going to make sure that she has you on a lot more frequently than every 8 months or so. I really appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
All right. Just released Geraldine. Love having her on the show. A lot of fun. We got to have her back soon. Folks, if you haven't done so already, please connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're going to take a quick break, and then it's segment three straight ahead. You're listening to Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries. Don't touch that channel.
Max's World with the Carries by calling 800-387-8025. Access the show anytime at rudymaxa.com. We'll be right back.